everybody. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. So, Bez Hashem, tonight we begin Siman Shin Samach Beis. This is a very, very critical Siman in regular contemporary Hilchos Erevin in terms of what constitutes a Tzuras HaPesach and how do you make a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So, a lot of contemporary Erevin issues come up in the Siman. Not immediately, but let's see. Tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to do Se'ifim Aleph and Beis. This is page Resh Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Mechitza Shelo Nasas Lader B'Tocha, Ela L'Tzniyus. So lishma mashi yitnu b'tocha, any mechitza that's not made for living in, it's just made for some privacy or to protect that which is inside of it. Oleishev b'kadei lishmar sados, or to be able to have somewhere to sit while you're guarding the fields. He mechitza l'taltel mashi b'tocha, avleinu mechitza lasos mashi b'tocha mukaf l'dirum u'yosim beis asayin. So if it covers a small area, so then okay, you're allowed to be metaltel inside such mechitzos. But if it covers an area yosim beis asayin, that is not called hukaf l'dira, and therefore you would not be allowed to carry within such mechitzos if it's an area of Yosemi Beis Hasayim. Hilkach, ilan sha'anaf of Yordan Lamata, if you have a tree whose branches extend over to down to the ground, imenim gvom shloshim aretz, if the ends of the branches are within three tvachim of the ground, v'ikaron b'makom shemuchubarim li'ilan hu gavoa asara, and the place where they're attached to the tree, where they come out, is more than 10 tvachim off the ground, chashuv mechitza, that's a valid mechitza, mutl and you're allowed to carry in the entire area underneath those branches, but you have to make sure that the branches are solid, that they're not going to blow away in the wind. So you have to tie them down or fill up the space in between them. Anytime a mechitza is unable to withstand a regular wind, does not qualify as a mechitza. V'dafka ad beis sasayim. But the branches of the tree can only form mechitzos that you're allowed to carry in if the area that it covers is less than Beis Hasayim. Aval yosir mi Beis Hasayim lo. But if it covers an area that's larger than Beis Hasayim, then it does not. Afilu nito lekach, even if it was planted for such purposes, kiven sheinu asui ladur betocho el listof if betzilo lishmar sados. Since it's not made to live in, it's just there to enjoy the shade so that you're able to watch over the field. So basically, Sif Aleph, all it really taught us is the definition of a mechitza that's asuya ledira, that yosim beis hasayim needs to be hukaf ledira, and if it's not hukaf ledira, then you're not allowed to carry in yosim beis hasayim. And it gave an example of a mechitza that's generated by overgrown branches of a tree. Says the mishbura el letznius kagon mechitza shosun lenuach sham l'shah chotzev anavim va'banoim, that builders may make such a mechitza just to rest for a little bit, v'sha ochlin va'omdim sham l'shah batznea, or just to take a lunch break and to be able to have a little bit of privacy. That's not really a living space, it's a place of tznius. Or a mechitza that's made just to where you can keep some stuff in there, but not so you can live there, just to keep some stuff in there. Those are valid mechitzos as long as the area that they cover is less than Beis Hasayim, and therefore you're allowed to carry in them as long as it's less than Beis Hasayim. Umasha kasav hilkach ilan v'chulei, and the whole second half of the sif where he starts talking about the tree. So what's the hilkach? How does it lead into the second half of the sif? Kavanos al mashasim l'b'sof aval yosim Beis Hasayim. What the hilkach is about is what it says at the end about the tree, that if it covers an area that's larger than Beis Hasayim, then that's not called hukaf l'dira, and you're not allowed to carry in there. Elim gvom shlosha, the branches of the tree, if the ends of the branches are less than three tefachim off the ground, tavi kalavud la'aretz, where it's considered to be lavud to the ground, so hu gavava v'chule, and it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground where the branches protrude from the tree, v'uad dinamein gavava nasar tefachim b'makam shemuchubarim lilan. It doesn't have to be that the branches come out of the tree more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Elish be'emtsa gavava nasar tefachim shasuya kikeshes. It could be that it's like a rainbow, that it's like a, what do you call it, like an arc an archway. And that's fine as well. So even if it comes out of the tree very low, but at the very least, you need 4 tvachim of width at the height of 10 tvachim. Because if you only get 4 tvachim of width lower than the height of 10 tvachim, then it's not really Rishos Yechid, then it's a karmelis, and you're not allowed to be metaltel in a karmelis, more than 4 amos. You're allowed to carry anywhere under that tree, even the parts that are less than 10 tvachim high, because since in general the area under the trees are Rishos Yechid, because it is 10 tvachim high, so the parts that are less than 10 tvachim high are considered Chori Rishos Yechid. They're like the cubbies of the Rishos Yechid that have the status of Rishos Yechid. But it has to be that you solidify those branches so that they won't be swayed by a ruach metzuyah. That by filling it up, you are making it strong enough that it doesn't shake from the wind. You also need to tie the branches to the ground for this reason. But if it covers an area that's more than Beis Asayim, kigon chayan nafav arukin ma'oda shayu harbe ilanos smuchin zelazeh, like it has very long branches, or there are many trees that are close to one another, afilu nita'ol l'kach l'stofif petzilo, even if you planted the tree just so that you could enjoy the tzel, it's still not called that it's a hukaf l'dira, she'eno asui lador, it's not meant to live in, v'imile akash l'shem dira mamish, afilu lo nata'ilun l'kach im rovadofen men akash, avim hukaf l'dira. Now, if you fill in the mechitzos with a bunch of straw, and you have in mind that that should be for the sake of dira, even though the tree was not planted for the sake of dira, but you need that straw there in order to make it a valid mechitza, so then that works. Then that's considered to be hukaf l'dira. Sif beis. Tel shegavah chamisha v'shlima la'asara. Shasala mechitza gavah chamisha. Let's say you have a mound of dirt that's 5 tvachim high, and then you build a wall above it that's another 5 tvachim high. Chashuv mechitza l'taltel l'kol davar. That's considered a bona fide mechitza of 10 tvachim, and therefore you're allowed to be metaltel, and for other things as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yir Aleph, tel shegavah chamisha, tvachim in ha'aretz, v'adin charetz sha'amok chamisha tvachim, v'asal svasa charetz mechitza gavah chamisha. By the same token, it could be that it's a 5 tefach deep ditch, and you build a 5 tefach fence around the ditch, mitzarif in lechashiv mechitza shalasar tvachim. It's mitzarif to equal a mechitza of 10 tvachim, sha'asa alav, hainu al svas hatel, that at the edge of this mound, you build a mechitza that's 5 more tvachim. Chashuv mechitza shemitzarif gova hatel mechitza lashem asar tvachim. The point over here is that we add up the height of the tel with the mechitza that you build above the tel, and therefore the taltel the tocha mechitza makshav kirshus yachad gavar shemot the taltel b'tocha, and therefore you're allowed to carry inside those mechitzos ulakol davar, and it's mechitzos for everything. Haynu gamlin hefsek shnei chatzeres kumvur lekamanus mishnayim beisiv vav. Meaning, if you want to use such a mechitza to divide one chatzer from the other, that also works. Meaning, it counts as a full fledged mechitza as far as that's concerned as well. So, to review what we learned tonight in Sif Aleph, we said that any time a mechitza is made just for the sake of tznius or to protect something or to have a little bit of shade and privacy or things like that, that is not considered hukaf l'dira. So, if the area that it surrounds is less than Beis Asayim, it's fine. You can carry in the whole area. But if it's more than Beis Asayim, then it's not fine. And we said that a tree that has overgrown branches, overextended branches, and under the tree is more than 10 tefachim high, and you're fully surrounded by those branches, if it's less than Beis Asayim, you're allowed to carry in the whole thing. If it's more than Beis Asayim, you're not, because that's not considered to be hukaf l'dira. And this all presumes that you solidify the branches of the tree, that they won't be swayed by a ruach metzuyah. And then in Sif Beis, we said that you're allowed to combine the height of a mound and the mechitza you build above it, or the height of a ditch and the mechitza you build above it, in order to generate a Rishos HaYachid of 10 tefachim of height. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, from a remote location, I mean in Chicago tomorrow, so I'm not sure when and where, we'll do the Mishnah Berurah here, maybe from an airport or something. We'll continue with Si'if Gimel and Dalit and Hey, probably, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. So I'll see everyone on the Zoom tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.